Hey, thanks for holding up. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Rhonda?
Yeah, you are.
Hey, Rhonda, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
It's nice here today, so it's pretty good.
Awesome. Yeah, I know you guys up there in Colorado, you guys do get the colder weathers, huh?
Yeah, we actually, it's basically, we didn't get what we figured we would, you know, at this time of year, so it just jumped right into hotness.
Yeah.
So,
over here on the West Coast. We're based out of here in California, so we've actually, typically, we don't get a lot of rain, but
yeah.
Yeah, but this year we got like a lot of rain, so we were kind of like, what is going on over here?
Yeah, and that's the same thing here too. It was just, oh my goodness, when it would get cold, it was just downright cold, and then when it was hot, it would just get downright hot. So,
no in between, so.
Right.
Awesome. Well, I know Daisy wanted me to hop on here and help you with some of the placements that we have for the Google Business Profile. She did tell me that she wanted me to go over pricing and give you a price reduction because you guys are pretty new. You guys are only 3 months. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're brand new.
Okay. And then for this here, are you the sole owner for this, or do we have to acquire somebody else that makes the purchasing decision or anything like that?
Yeah. So it's my husband. We both, you know, it's both of us, but.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I mean, if it's, you know, I mean, not 99% of the time I make the call here.
Right.
But it is still something that I, you know, would like to run by him. You know, it's just, you know, it's an effort. Both of us.
Right.
You know,
it's a teamwork.
I mean,
you know, you guys are in it together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And if it wasn't for me pushing him to, you know, to do this,
right.
He would probably still be working for, you know, another company and making them all this money. So.
So he has a lot of experience doing plumbing work then,
I
would agree.
Yeah, he's been doing plumbing since 99, so.
Oh, wow.
Quite a while.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's got about 25 years experience there, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So as of right now, Daisy kind of brought me up a little bit to speed. She did say you guys do business cards. She did say you guys have a Yelp listing. Do you guys have anything else set up for your company for Elite Plumbing, like a Facebook page or anything like that?
Yeah, so I was just telling her, I started a website. I haven't got it completed. I've got to get a computer.
Okay.
A Facebook page, yeah, all of that is in the future. Yeah, I mean, that is definitely what we're going to be doing. It's just I've got to get a computer. You can only go
right.
So far on your phone, and then, you know, you need a computer.
You definitely do. So, We'll be able to help you with that. So I know you're trying to do a website. Did you buy a domain name already, or kind of how far did you get with that?
So I did. But there was a little bit of confusion within the company that I went with. So I pulled
Who'd you
back
go with?
From that. It was a brand word. Oh, let me see here. I got it.
Okay.
It's brand somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I have it wrote down here. Brand Crowd is who it is. Is who I went with.
Okay.
They were just they were a little bit you know, it wasn't what I had liked. So I did come up with the logo. I did already pay these people, you know, pay these people. So, but, the website's not completed. It was very hard to reach anybody with them. I'm still waiting. I did get our logo.
Okay.
We do have a domain name.
Okay, perfect.
So, but yeah, I mean, that's really, that's as far as we got
okay.
with them, you know?
Okay. Well, this is what we would do, because we're a one-stop shop. So we can help you build the website. You don't need to go get a new computer and build it yourself. So we have a team of experts here that can help you do that. And it is going to be done professionally. It's also going to be done within 7 to 14 days. So very quickly for you guys.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Also, too, we get you PIN verified with Google. So what that means is that in your area, they are going to PIN verify you just to make sure that you guys are a local company. You guys aren't a robot with a P.O. box. Once you guys have that Google verification, we can start to program you for the first page placements for all the services that you guys provide. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Now, with Facebook, this is an important deal as well. We will help you build an elite plumbing Facebook business page also. So that way we can run a retargeting campaign out. Now what that means is anytime somebody searches your services on Google, we will retarget them and elite plumbing will pop up on their Facebook page and they can just click to call you directly from either Google or Facebook at that point. It'll ring right into your phone. It's going to be a live call. Okay, we're not vetting you a lead or anything like that. Now, you already have Yelp, which is perfect. We are going to make sure that that Yelp listing is congruent with your Google business profile because Google's like the source. Everything trickles down from there.
Yeah, that's right.
So we also make sure that you're populating on Bing Local, Yahoo, and Apple, because those are going to be the most popular searches off of Google. We want to make sure that you guys can still get the customers if they're searching off of Google, and we can still run those retargeting campaigns for you at that point. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Okay. Now, you have customer service. Now, I know this is a big deal for you because you couldn't get a hold of your previous company. You have customer service from Colorado time, which is mountain time. It's going to be 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can call in. Our tech team will answer. You'll get a live representative every time you call. You also have access to call me at any time that you want. If I don't answer, you can always leave me a voicemail, and I will always reach back out to you within an hour if you give me a call. Of course, in that time frame. Don't call me at like 9 p.m. and then be like, hey, I'm waiting for your call. I just don't want to make that disclosure as well.
So
you do have that as well. So we have a team of representatives here that is going to work with you hand in hand so that way you're always up there. Now, this isn't like it is the flip of a switch and you're on the first page of Google. I always like to be upfront with everything that we do here. We're going to do everything correctly. So it does take 30 to 45 days to get you on the first page placements of Google for all the services that you provide. That's when you're going to start to receive maximum results. Okay. Now that's why we lean on the Facebook ads, because we had that up and running within 7 to 14 days.
Right.
Okay. So the first month, the service is supposed to pay for itself. After the 30 to 45 days, that's when you guys are going to start to see those profits coming in. That's when it's going to start to see the maximum results happening. All right?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now for pricing. Okay. So Daisy wanted me to give you what's called a reduced rate. Now, what that means, it's a new in-business credit rate just for newer businesses like yourself. Now, you guys are brand spanking new with only 3 months in. So we understand that capital and cash flow are key for you guys. So we need to get your customers.
If you ain't got customers, you ain't got a business.
And if you ain't got a business with customers, you got no money, especially if this is your guys' job that's, you know, flowing in for your household items, right? This is what you guys feed yourself with. So that's what we tailor fit ourselves. We're a premier channel partner with Google. So we're able to help you expedite that to the 30 to 45 days. If you were going to do this with anybody else without a premier channel partner, you would be looking at 3 to 6 months, and that's if they can get you the results.
That's a little ways out there.
Exactly. Especially when you're investing this type of money here and you guys need customers quickly, right?
So, that's true.
Yeah. So the pricing here for ours, so on our webpage, typically it does run $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. That's what it usually goes for. Now, with the new in-business credit, I'm able to give you guys a reduced rate. And from there, I'm able to bring you guys on at over a 50% discount, which would come out at a flat rate of just $249 month to month. There is a one-time setup fee of $99. So the first month would be $348. And then it would just be $249 month to month after that. There's no taxes involved. There's no hidden fees involved with that $249. It always comes at that flat rate. We do not charge you per lead, per call, per job. So whether you guys get 100 calls or you guys get 50 calls, it's always going to come at that rate at that $249. Yeah. It's never going to fluctuate.
That's where I, that's absolutely like the way we would, you know, prefer, cause I tell you, Yelp, you do, they charge you, and it's all, it's been, they charge you per lead. It's anywhere from $2.99 all the way up to, since I saw one of the leads were like, it was almost $60.
Oh wow!
And so, yeah, it's not an. It's inconsistent as far as like the prices. Mm-hmm. So, and then you're not guaranteed that job. So, every job that I have paid through Yelp, it's never came through. You know, we haven't. Yeah, and it's nine. And a lot of the times, it's they're wanting a estimate, and you can't really give an estimate. Like, you know, in a plumbing, you just, it's really hard to do that. You have to be in, you got to see the issue, the problem. And a lot of people don't understand that, you know? And so, you know, it's pretty hard, to give an estimate. You know, and it's a lot of people, like I said, they just don't get it. So.
Yeah. And also too, like Yelp is a third party company, which they have a great platform. I never talk bad about any company, but how their system works is, like I said, the main source is Google. So what they do is they buy a spot on Google itself, and it'll say, you know, when you type in plumbers near me, it'll have something like 10 best plumbers in your area, and it'll be a Yelp link. Then somebody clicks that link and they go onto the Yelp, and then what they do is they'll bet you that lead. Well, that lead doesn't just go to you for $60. That lead goes to 3, 4, 5 other plumbers in the area that are doing the same thing for $60.
I see, so that's why
it's very hard for, because when you're just doing an estimate, you're like, well, they haven't called me back. Well, they probably went with somebody that was a lot cheaper that called them from that lead as well.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So now you're trying to stronghold your competitors for the cheapest price. Where you get placed on that first page placement as an independent company, and then people can just click to call you directly. And then from there, you're able to go bid the job. I know firsthand as well, plumbing, the surface level, it might look good, but underneath, you never know. Until you open it up. I used to do fire alarm systems. I used to do sprinkler systems as well. So it was plumbing, but for fire. And same thing, like people were like, oh, we have a leak. You just have to fix the head. And it's like, no, your whole pipe is corroded. We got to fix all of this. So
and you know, it's so crazy that you said that. I apologize for interrupting you,
but it's
we actually just leased a home, you know, for right now anyway, back December 1st, 2023, and the plumbing in this house, we have not had a working toilet in since, you know, in the months that we've just been just this past December, and we've absolutely had to we had to pull a lawsuit. So. I mean, that's, we got two kids, you know, We did not have no working toilet, no running water.
And then
called, they didn't realize that, you know, my husband's a plumber. He knows what he's doing, and he knows when there's a problem that can't, you know, they can't fix. Snaking the drains are not working here. They're constantly clogging. Yeah, and there's 35 feet of cast iron pipe under this place that is gone. So,
Oh my goodness.
And they want to,
we need a repipe. So,
right, and they're not wanting to pay the money to do so. So there you go. You don't lease this place if it's not in working order for
it's got to be livable.
Yeah, exactly. Not, so.
That is crazy. Yeah, see, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, and that's why, like, here with these third-party companies, this is why this is going to be the best deal for you guys as a newer business. Now, Rhonda, what I do here is I work with a lot of new business owners here at Local Splash. I just started working with somebody in Michigan yesterday. She just started her business. She's super new, and she wants to get on Google as well. So I work with a lot of you guys here, and the best thing for our clients here is getting you on that first page placement. A lot of these other companies that you're kind of with Yelp, you're seeing it, especially with like Thumbtack, Angie's Leads. They're all great companies. Don't get me wrong. But the problem is that they charge per lead. And if you're experiencing where you're not getting those customers, that bill gets very high very quickly. So a $60 lead, if you're getting 10 leads at $60, that's $600 a month. If you get 10 leads here, you're only paying $249 at a flat rate, whether you get 10 leads or you get 1,000 leads, right? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's where placing you there is on that first page placement. Now, let me talk to you about this as well. If at any point that you felt like you weren't getting the premium service here at Local Splash with us, you would be able to keep your Google business profile. You would be able to keep your Facebook and all the listings that you provide, that we provided here for you as well. So the only thing that we would do is, you would call us 3 days before your next billing cycle is due, and we would just stop the programming, and we part ways as friends. You get to keep that Google business profile. We do not tear you off of Google. If anybody searched Elite Plumbing, you would always have all your reviews, your pictures, everything we set up for you right then and there for that Google business profile would be there with your Facebook as well. Okay?
I see.
There's no early termination fees. There's no click. There's no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort. So we are a performance-based company. We want to earn your business each and every month. Like I said, we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, but at the end of the day, this is a month-to-month deal. We do give you a tracking system, so you get to track everything that is coming in and how well everything is running. We do set that up for you with a username and password, and you will work hand-in-hand with my tech team, and they will walk you through that process so they can show you where you can track everything as well, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now, also, this is another thing that we're different. With us being a premier Google channel partner, we can only work with one company per industry, per area. So what that means for you is we cannot work with all the plumbers in the area. We can only work with one. So you'll never share that position with anybody. At the same time, you'll never share your customers because they're going to be contacting you directly. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay. Now, with this being an exclusive listing that we are going to fill today, Rhonda, I'm sure you would like to take advantage of it, and I'm sure your husband would appreciate it as well.
he's able to hear you. So.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah. Does he have any questions for anything here?
Do you have anything you want to ask? So you guys will be able to help with the website and
the website's included. That's going to be done within 7 to 14 days for you guys. And my tech team, we set up an onboarding call with you. They will ask you if you have pictures, logos. They'll ask you to send that in so that way we can attach that to you. They are going to send you a revision within 7 days. They'll send that to you. You get to revise that website before we publish it. If you want them to change it or you want to add something, take something off, let them know. They'll make those changes so that way they can make your wildest dreams possible through your website there when we publish that, okay?
Okay, so, yeah, is there going to be, like, a possibility where he's where he likes to add
pictures?
What was pictures, videos, and then we also will, I don't know if this is, something that you can help with. The, right now as it is, we do offer 10% discounts for military.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Yeah, and so that will, we do want that on the website as well.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, just little things like that.
Yeah, we can put up pictures. We can put that up as well. We can put videos up. You guys have the ability, the ability to go in there and make changes as well. But I always say this to my customers, because we have really proactive customers that are like, hey, I want to go in there and change it too. That's not a problem. I was going to say, you are paying us, so you do have that availability to say, hey, here's a video. Can you guys post this to my website?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got gotcha.
You. Do that for
If we're paying for it, we're going to use it.
You might as well just have us manage it at that point. So they're going to pin verify you guys. What I'm going to do here is I'm just going to create the Google Business Profile. That way, I'm going to send everything over to my tech team. I am going to secure the first month's payment, which, like I said, is going to be the $348. Everything gets sent to you in text message and email.
Okay.
I stay on the phone with you. Now, that invoice that we are going to send you, I always let my customers know this, that is a 100% tax write-off at the end of the year. So make sure when you get those invoices, maybe you put like a star next to them. So when you guys do your taxes, you guys could always say, hey, month to month, we paid this. Let's write this all off. Okay.
Absolutely. Yep. I do that now.
Smart. Very smart.
Yeah.
Okay. So Elite Plumbing is going to be what's going to come up on your Google Business Profile itself.
So let me stop you really quick.
Sure.
So when we paid for the name, because we're LLC now.
Nice.
So it's Elite Plumbing and Home Services is the name.
Okay. And did you put AND or did you put the AND sign?
No. It's just the symbol.
Okay. I always ask.
Yeah.
And Home Services, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you want me to put LLC on there, or is it just Home Services?
Yeah, LLC is fine.
LLC,
yep.
Perfect. Okay.
Yep, because we do have that now.
Perfect. And then I understand that, you know, you guys work out of your truck. You guys aren't taking toilets and plumbing back to your house, assembling in and giving it back to them.
We will, as we grow, there will be, you know, I don't know, because we're not going to be in this, you know, at this address for not even, I think the end of August is actually when will be. Yeah, the lease.
Okay.
Well, and yeah, we only was able to sign an 8-month lease, which is also weird. We actually have a meeting set up with our bank. We're in the process of purchasing a home. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome. I just closed on my home 2 weeks ago. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
This experience with this place, I tell you what, it was traumatizing and scary, intimidating, and, you know, all of the above.
Yeah.
To own your own
home, I'll say that for sure.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah.
So this is what we're going to do then. So to get you PIN verified, we'll use the address that you guys are currently at. Now, we're not going to share the address. The only thing that's going to pop up on your Google Business Profile is going to be Colorado Springs. Colorado. When you guys make that move to the other address, let us know so we can make that change. And then that way there's never anything wrong with the Google Business Profile and you guys don't get flagged or anything like that for it. Okay.
Good. Yeah. That sounds good.
Perfect. So what's going to be the address that you guys are currently working out of right now?
It's 6930 Omaha Boulevard, Colorado Springs. 80915.
Every time I hear Omaha, I always think of Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I always think of him. Yeah.
Oh,
lot of people do. I know that that's how it's either Peyton Manning or, cause we actually lived in Omaha for quite, well, a couple months, I think. And so, you know, we ended up living on the street. So it was almost like it was meant to be, but then it kind of wasn't. So
yeah.
yeah. It's weird.
Nice. Are you guys from Nebraska?
Oh, no. My husband's from here, Colorado. Okay. I'm actually from Missouri, so.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, my family's from Nebraska, so I have family in Lincoln, and I have family in, North Platte. So my grandparents are actually from North Platte, yeah. So when you guys said Omaha, I was like, oh, I know where that's at.
yeah, we were in Papillion.
Okay.
Omaha was, you know, it's the Midwestern vibe.
It is, yeah.
It kind of wasn't for me just because the humidity was unreal.
it gets hot, yeah. and it gets cold. Yeah. When it gets cold, it gets cold. When it gets hot, it gets hot.
very true. That is
perfect.
Very true.
So I just want to confirm, I guess the 6930 Omaha Boulevard, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80915.
Yep.
Okay. Now, this comes standard in the package. I always ask because it does not cost you anything extra. It does not cost you a dime, but it's always up to you guys if you guys want to take this on. I can put, it's what's called a tracking number. Now, what that means is it's not going to read the 719 number. It'll read a Google business phone number on there. It'll still give you a local number in the area, but you'll be able to track those calls coming in. The calls still go directly to you. But remember when I told you you're able to track everything with the Google Business Profile and your Facebook? Great. Now we'll be able to put those phone numbers in that platform as well. So you'll be able to see where those calls are coming in. You'll also be able to listen to those calls to see what kind of customers you're getting. It's up to you if you want it.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that's definitely something, you know, because as it is right now, you know, we are so new. We are, you know, I cannot believe it was like an angel up there said, call these people. They need you because we absolutely, absolutely needed you so much. So, I don't know how
that.
This happened, but
I always say it's always a gift. That's what I do. Whatever you believe, I always believe the man upstairs as well. Always kind of puts the right timing in place when you need something, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it's
never
time
late.
For us to some good stuff. We need some positivity.
absolutely. So, okay. So I have that for you guys. I'm going to put that in there. I also have that we are going to help you with the website. That's great. You guys already purchased the domain name, so you guys will always have that. When that website is done, my tech team is just going to connect your website with the domain name, so we don't need to buy you guys a new one or anything like that. Now, for the person that's going to be on the that we're going to be contacting to give you guys updates, I'm assuming it's going to be you. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, he does want, on however we got to go about it, he does want woman owned. I know I was given the option. I believe it was on Yelp, actually. If they asked if we wanted it put as woman owned, and he does want it, you know, somewhere that he does want that put there, put on there as woman owned. He is, however, the plumber right now. But I did a lot of it too. I pushed him to do this. I hope it doesn't come back to bite me, but I don't think it
does. No, I don't think so either. So I'll put, to have them put the women owned on there. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
We'll put that on the website too for you guys.
Okay. That'll
perfect.
Work.
Awesome. And then, so Rhonda, you spell it R-H-O-N-D-A. Is that correct for the first three?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. And then for your last name, how do you spell it?
It's C O P as in Paul, E L A N as in Nancy, D.
Okay. And then Copeland?
Yeah, Copeland.
Okay. Perfect. And then what's a good email address for you?
Mine is going to be my first and last name.
Okay.
And then it's 96. It's at Gmail. So Rhonda Copeland, 96 at Gmail.
At gmail.com. Let's see here. Mm-hmm. Okay. For some reason, I'm going to send you an email right now. It's going to be a test email.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to put test, and then this is going to be, this is Charlie. I'm just going to see if it's sent back to me. For some reason, our system here, every time I've been inputting like our email ad, our customer's email address is in it, it says it's not valid, but then I'll send them an email and it'll go through. So I always just send a test email there as well.
Yeah, I got it.
Mountain time there. You got my email?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So at any point, if you ever need any questions answered or you need to get a hold of me as well, you have my email now right then and there. You could email me from there, and I'll always call you, and we can set up a time to talk about things as well if you need anything changed.
Yeah, okay. I did star it, and I will put it in my address book as well, so I have that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then for us to get in contact with you, for obviously my tech team is going to reach back out to you for the onboarding call, is the 719-460-5978 a good number for them to contact you?
Yeah, it's so I have this one, and then I've got I just actually got another phone. I'm actually just going to use this phone right now just for the company. But I'll go ahead and give you another one just in case.
Sure.
So it's going to be 719. I haven't got it memorized yet, so.
Okay. No worries. I'm the same way. My wife's like, you don't know my number by heart? I was like, I don't, but my phone does, so it's all good.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's the same way. I can memorize my husband's, but I cannot mine.
Yeah.
It's
same.
So weird. Okay, so it's 719-493.
Okay.
2021.
2021. Okay. I have both numbers there, so that's perfect.
Perfect.
And so just for reference, when it does send you the text messages, it is going to send it to your new phone, okay?
It's
going to be a couple
fine.
Welcome notes. Okay. I just want to make sure that you know that.
That works.
Okay. Perfect. Let me see here, and we're going to get you the website. And then my tech team is going to reach out to you guys. Like I said, they're going to do the onboarding call. What we do is we verify everything is correct here before we publish anything. So they're going to verify the services you guys provide, where you guys want to be found in, all that stuff. I can get you on an onboarding call as early as today, but it really just depends on your schedule. Would you want me to book something today for you?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Really nothing going on today. He does got two in toilet installations, but he's getting ready to go for that now. Today's perfect. That should work.
So it's up to you what you want to do. I have 2 p.m. your time, or I have 3 p.m. your time. That's the availability where they would be able to just contact you and call you about the onboarding call. Which one would you like, 2 or 3?
Let's go with 3.
Let's go with 3. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send you an email. It's going to come. Okay. It's going to say it's going to be a Google Calendar.
Okay. Perfect.
Let me put that there. Splash. CIN. Awesome. And then for the first month's payment, Rhonda, how would you guys like to secure that? Are you guys going to use a business credit card, a debit card?
Yeah, I'm going to use my debit card at this. Can you give me that total?
Exact total is going to be $348 at a flat rate, no taxes for today.
Okay.
And then next month on the 5th, it's going to come out at 249 and so on and so forth. And I'll walk you through a voice verification where that pricing structure will actually be permanent for you. So you'll never actually have to pay the higher premium. You guys are always grandfathered in at this price.
Okay, that'll work.
Perfect. For the name on the card that you guys are going to use, is it just going to be Rhonda Copeland or does it have Elite Plumbing?
No, it's just Rhonda Copeland. I actually, right before you guys had called, I was actually on my bank app trying to get our business checking account opened.
Nice.
Because right now, yesterday, we actually got paid a check, and it's with Elite Plumbing. So I've got to get that opened up so we could get that in the bank account.
Yeah. So very important as well, too. When you guys get that, you guys get that card, you can definitely call us and let us know that you want to switch over there. Because you're going to use your personal card here, this is still going to be a tax write-off. I'm still going to send you a business invoice from Elite Plumbing and Home Services. That way, there's no confusion as well, too, okay?
That'll work.
Perfect. So it's just your first and last name. Do you have a middle initial on the card or no?
No, it's just Rhonda Copeland.
Copeland, okay. Yep. And then for the billing address, is it still the same as the 6930 Omaha Boulevard?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yep. And then, give me a sec. They do not like spaces in your name. They just want your name. Okay, that's fine. for the card itself that you're going to use, is it a Master, Visa, Discover?
It's Visa.
It's a Visa. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, for the Visa cards, I know they start in the number 4, but I am ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
All right. It's going to be 4833-1400.
Mm-hmm.
2194.
Mm-hmm.
5125.
Okay. And then the expiration?
Yeah, 0429.
And then the security code on the back?
014.
Okay. Now, before I make any purchases here, Rhonda, I'm going to do two things here. One, I'm going to set up a security question. I am going to put your husband's name on the account, too, just in case he wants to call in. He could absolutely do so. What's his first and last name?
Wilmer, W-I-L-M as in Mary, E-R.
Okay.
C-A-R-A, B as in boy, A-L-L-O.
C-A-R-A. B as in boy.
A-L-L-O.
A-L-L-L. Okay.
L-L-O.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's Carabello.
Carabello. Wilmer Carabello.
Wilmer Carabello, yeah. His first name's Wilmer. His last name's Carabello.
Okay, so after the L for his first name is an M as in Mary, correct?
Yeah, so it's C-A... Oh, you in his first name? Yeah, it's going to be W-I-L-M-E-R.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I got it here. I'm going to put him on the account too. And then, like I said, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to set up a security question. So we never sell or share any of your information, but we do always want to make sure that we are always talking to you or your husband.
Yeah.
So we will always ask you. Also, it's an added form of protection for you that you're always knowing you're talking to us here at Local Splash and nobody else. Okay?
Good. That sounds good.
Perfect. So I have three names or three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Let's go with the city I was born in.
City you were born in.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the city?
It's going to be Rolla, R-O-L-L-A.
L-A. Okay. Rolla.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. I have that set up for you. So anytime, so make sure your husband knows that as well. I'm sure he does, but if they ask him and he's like, you know, what city were you born in? And he says his city, make sure he knows that it's going to be your city that you were born in.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah. I'll definitely. He's outside right now getting everything he needs for his.
Getting ready there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to load load up all of his tools and stuff. That's we're also we've got to purchase a work vehicle. All of this is coming in. It's just, it's all going to fall into place.
Yeah, no, it sure is. And I like to speak it into existence as well. So you guys are going to start rocking and rolling there in that area, and you guys are going to start getting some jobs as well. Okay. So I have everything set up for you there. I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. If at any point in the voice verification you don't understand something, or you're like, hey, what do you mean by that? Just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And I can clarify it for you, okay?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Elite Plumbing and Home Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Rhonda Copeland, co-owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Awesome. Perfect. Rhonda, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. Okay, so that's going to be the city you were born in.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
Would it be okay for me to, rather than if they don't say it to, you know, for me, to me, is it cool that I ask them, you know, do you guys, because a lot of times, okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to get into that right here. So if anybody calls you and they ever say, like, hey, we're Local Splash, we want to charge you more for the services that we provide you, and you're like, huh, interesting, that sounds kind of weird because they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Right. What's my security question with you guys? And then they're like, click, you
there
know,
you
exactly, right? So
exactly.
Always ask. Okay, it's just a protection for you guys at that point. Do you guys agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. I have a customer service number. Do you want to write it down, or do you want me to just email it to you?
Yeah, you can email it to me. I'm actually trying to get my kids some lunch here, so.
Okay, no worries. Okay, we're just wrapping this up. This is going to be done right here. All right, so in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I mean, just for this one right here, this is just so that way you're not paying for something twice. We're going to be on the same page here, so anything that somebody calls you, like I said before, hey, we want to charge you for Google listing or Facebook or build your website, you'll just say, no, thank you. I already got Local Splash doing this for me. Boom, and then you're
Sounds good.
Okay? Perfect.
Good.
Your payment for initial term and account setup, which is going to be on that new in business credit, will be charged today, which is June 5th in the non-refundable amount, the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 5th in just the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Okay. Now, Rhonda, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number that I will email you, which will be 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Absolutely.
Perfect. I already sent you a text message here with the onboarding call that they're going to call you in about 2 hours here. You should receive your invoice to the email that you gave us here on file in just a couple of seconds here. And then you're also going to receive a couple of text messages. Now, I don't mean to overwhelm you, but they are going to come in with like three messages. One's going to be our terms and services. So let me know when you do get that. It should read, Rhonda, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then there'll be a link right there.
Yeah, I did get it.
Okay. Can you click that?
Sure.
Okay. That's going to take you to the service agreement that I just read off to you. There's going to be two checkboxes there. There's going to be one for SMS. There's going to be one that your card authorization holder. You're just going to type in Rhonda Copeland at the bottom, hit confirm. It's going to take you to a login page. Let me know when you get to that point.
All right.
While you're doing that, I do want to say everything did go green on my end, so you're all set and secured with the position. I do want to congratulate you on coming over with Local Splash. We are like a family here, Rhonda. I'm sure you can kind of tell already by me and you talking. If you need any help, please, I beg you, please, reach out to us with the 877 number. We are there to help you every step of the way with any changes, anything you guys want to target. Services, we're there to make that happen for you at any time, okay?
All righty. Sounds good. Perfect. Okay, now I did get to Local Splash login, so it's username and then password. So is the username going to be in my email?
No, so the username was sent to you in a text message as well.
Oh.
It's going to be your phone number. It's going to be the 460-5978. I think that's going to be it. Let me actually make sure and check too. But it was sent to you in a text message right there. And then the password will be right after that phone number.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know that it was, I think it might have been the new number, but I'll double check too.
Okay. So it was the 5978. That's going to, oh, wait, no. Give me a second. Actually, that's the Splash deal.
Yeah. I got it here. Yeah, it's going to be the new number.
The new number. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait. I got the text message to the new number. However, it's my old number for the username.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
It's technically an old number because it is still, I'm still using it. I'm still going to use it. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have the new, so it's going to be that phone number, and then it's going to be the password is going to be SEO Splash.
SEO
Splash. Yep.
Right.
And then you could always change that if you want, but it should read right there, your account is being worked on, check out in a couple of days or something like that.
Yeah. So is the password, you said S as in Sam?
Yes.
S-E, and that, is that lower, all lowercase?
Yes, and it's going to be one word. So S-E-O, and then splash, like a splash of water, and then you're going to hit login, and it should take you there.
All right, yeah, so it's saying credentials invalid. Now, is for the phone number, is it all together, no dashes?
Yeah, it's all together, no dashes. It was sent to you in a text message. If you want to check back at the text message, make sure it's correct. You can copy and paste it in there. There's not going to be anything in the dashboard right now because we haven't done the onboarding call. There's nothing built for you yet. So it's just going to let you know, hey, we're working on your account here, but you'd be technically logged in. If you're having trouble, I'll let my tech team know. Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
I got it. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep, all good.
Awesome.
Okay.
So you're all set up there. I have everything here. Now, I have two more questions for you. One is the services that you guys provide, obviously you guys are doing repairs, but are you guys doing installs as well?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, installs, repairs, emergency services?
Yeah. So depending on, so here he has, we're not doing emergencies, but, It's really all about what is happening at that point when an emergency comes in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, for that's how it is for now. I mean, it won't stay like that, but.
Okay. And you guys are doing water heaters as well?
Water heaters, yep. We are doing kitchen sinks, showers, faucets, outside faucets.
Basically anything plumbing.
Okay.
Except for septic tanks. We don't do those yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, and that's fine.
And then for your guys' operation hours, what would you guys like me to put on there?
Okay, Willie, what would you like for the hours, operation hours? 8 to 6.
8 to 6.
Yeah.
Is that Monday through Friday, or are you guys working weekends?
Yeah, we'll do Saturdays as well, like Saturdays too.
Okay, so Monday through Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, Sunday's off. I like that.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I'm going to get all this rock and rolling for you guys. I'm going to get the notes together, get it over to my tech team, and then you will be hearing back from me in about 2 hours, and then we'll get your onboarding call all ready to rock and roll with you. Okay, Rhonda?
That'll work.
Okay. I will talk to you soon then, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.